This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges Nepal Army to be self-reliant in production of necessary goods. CPN Maoist Center informs Federal Parliament of its action against four defecting Member of Parliamentarians. COVID-19 vaccine Virocell provided by the Chinese government to be administered from today. Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, election taking place today, and Iran says initial nuclear talks with world powers constructive. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the Nepal Army to produce necessary goods needed for its use and become self-reliant. Prime Minister Oli made such direction yesterday while addressing the second review meeting of development activities and projects run by the Defence Ministry. He praised the role of Nepal Army. The role Nepal Army played for the prevention and control of coronavirus and nature conservation, disaster management, infrastructure building and protection of historic forts. Prime Minister Oli also directed the Nepal Army to further utilize the Nepal Army Welfare Fund. He viewed Nepal Army had significant role on global peace mission, thereby boosting Nepal's image. Also, the Defence Minister, Prime Minister Oli, urged Nepal Army to continue the programs as from bunker to barrack and to continue Rashtriya Sewa Dal to produce disciplined and honest citizens for the country. On the occasion, Chief of Army Staff Purna Chandra Thapa shared that most of the projects run by Nepal Army had satisfactory physical progress in the second review period. Minister for Health and Population Ritesh Tripathi has assured that there is no need to panic, although COVID-19 cases had increased. He also denied the possibility of the country going to a lockdown again, inaugurating the Nepal Health Conclave in Kathmandu yesterday. He said Nepal would be able to tackle the increasing cases of COVID-19 by conducting antigen tests at the border transit points. He further said Virocell, the vaccine against COVID-19 provided in grant by the government of People's Republic of China, would be administered from today. The vaccines would be administered to people between 40 to 59 years. Also speaking on the occasion, U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Randy Berry, stressed on the need for collaboration among the government, business community, non-government agencies and the general public to control the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 260 new coronavirus cases yesterday. Similarly, 113 people recovered from the infection yesterday itself. The ministry did not report any corona-related deaths yesterday. The Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to adopt necessary precautions and containment measures assessing the risk of resurgence of COVID-19 cases in Nepal. The committee's meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday directed the government to maintain isolation and quarantine centres as per the past experiences. The committee concluded the need to adopt high alertness after discussing the report presented by a subcommittee formed to monitor the government's efforts for curbing COVID-19. The parliamentary committee also called on the government to address the problems of human resources in hospitals and labs and to ensure the easy access to ICU, oxygen and other health facilities. The meeting further asked the government to administer the anti-COVID-19 vaccines to all citizens. During the meeting, Health Minister Ritesh Tripathi briefed the meeting about the ministry's preparation of adjusting staff to address the shortages of human resources in health facilities. He also said the ministry was lobbying for importing anti-COVID-19 vaccines and other medical equipment. The air quality across the nation, including the Kathmandu Valley, has degraded again. According to Deputy Director General and Spokesperson of the Department of Environment, Indu Bikram Joshi, the pollution has increased since Monday, even though it did not reach the level of the last week. He said that air pollution in Nepal had been repeated due to increasing number of forest fires across the country. The public health experts have urged people not to go out of their homes except for necessary works. Minister for Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation, Dr. Sibamaya Tumba Hampe, has said the work of bringing back the government lands encroached by individuals in the government's name was the biggest achievement of her ministry. Speaking at a press conference organized on the occasion of her 100 days in office, Minister Dr. Tumba Hampe said the government was committed to bringing back the government land from individuals' name. Three CPNUML ministers in Karnali province have resigned from their post. Financial Affairs and Planning Minister Prakash Jwala, Social Development Minister Dal Rawal and Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment Minister Nanda Singh Buddha resigned from their post yesterday. Earlier, the CPNUML Karnali province parliamentary party had directed the ministers to resign from their post. The CPN Maoist Centre has taken action against four defecting lawmakers who entered CPN-UML. The Maoist Centre has informed the Federal Parliament that the party took action against parliamentarians Top Bahadur Rayamaji, Lekhraj Bhatta, Prabhu Shaha and Gauri Sankar Chowdhury, annulling their membership of the party. Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda wrote to the Parliament Secretariat that actions were taken after the leaders did not comply with the party's directive to quit the cabinet and return to the party with clarifications. Election of the umbrella organization of All Nepali Journalists, Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, is taking place today to choose its new leadership. This time, the office bearers of the federation will be elected through first-past-the-post direct elections. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Iran and the major world powers still party to a 2015 nuclear deal have met for talks in Vienna. Austria, as attempts to return the United States to the landmark accord intensify. Talks were held in cities' imperial and grand hotels between representatives of Iran, China, Russia, Germany, France and the United Kingdom. Iran's deputy foreign minister told state television on Tuesday following the meeting that the countries will continue to discuss ways to revive the joint comprehensive plan of action that former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally abandoned in May 2018. Russia's delegate Mikhail Ulyanov also said on Twitter that the meeting was successful. A U.S. delegation was also in the same city trying to save the accord, but the team led by Special Envoy to Iran, Robert Malley, did not take part in the talks with other world powers as Iran has said it will not directly negotiate with the United States. The U.S. said the talks between Iran and the world powers were constructive. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Husseini Khamenei has said Iran will immediately seal back its enrichment of uranium and deployment of advanced centrifuges. A trial of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine on children has stopped giving out jabs while the UK's medicines regulator investigates a possible link with rare blood clots in adults. Professor Andrew Pollard from the University of Oxford said there were no safety concerns with the trial itself, but its scientists were waiting for further information. Earlier, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people should get their jab when invited. More than 31.6 million people in the United Kingdom have had a first vaccine dose, and a total of 5.4 million people have received a second dose. The trial of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine on children, which started in February, is assessing whether the jab produces a strong immune response in those aged between 6 and 17. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of Gandaki province, Karnali province and far western province, and at one or two places of rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 26.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 10.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping it up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges Nepal Army to be self-reliant in production of necessary goods. CPN Maoist Centre informs Federal Parliament of its action against four defecting MPs. COVID-19 vaccine Verocell, provided by the Chinese government, to be administered from today. Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ's election taking place today, and Iran says in initial talks with world powers constructive. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.